Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Ho, ho, ho. The season is almost upon us.
No.
Yes, got to get ready for it. And it's about that time to start picking out your Christmas tree. How about this? There's a new trend. It is a hot seller this holiday season. It is 6-foot trees that are bare from the floor to 3 feet.
Is that for pets and packages and like gifts and stuff so you can decorate it better?
Why is it?
Bingo. It's really for pets so that way they don't destroy the bottom of the tree. But do you think that's a good idea? I think it's going to look weird and it'll remind me of like the Charlie Brown tree. You know what I mean? Kind of just bare and boring.
My grandfather, my mom's dad, used to get the weakest looking tree and drill holes into it and add branches. He used to like doctor their own tree.
To save money?
I don't know if he did it for saving money or just because he didn't want that tree to go to waste.
Okay, that works.
Either way, he's a creative guy.
Very much.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, let's back up. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. The least favorite Thanksgiving dishes
cranberry
are here.
Sauce.
Yeah, canned cranberry sauce. Got to be.
Correct. 30% or 29%. 30.
Have
whatever.
You ever had it?
Yeah.
Like homemade?
No, I haven't.
Last year I made some homemade. It was a cranberry apple thing.
Is it a major difference from canned?
It is. Because it's just, you're just getting that jellied stuff.
Yeah.
That you get. I bet green bean casserole's in there too.
That's number two.
Oh, but you got those crunchy onion things.
Now they do not say whether it's grandma's recipe.
Right, exactly, because that's
grandma's
different.
Recipe.
And on that list as well, number four, pumpkin pie. How can you hate pumpkin pie?
I don't know. Pumpkin pie, there's a lot of ways to make it. I like it with lots of spices, so it really doesn't even taste like pumpkin, with a big dollop of whipped cream on top.
No, if I'm doing pie, I like lemon meringue. I want the homemade stuff.
It's delicious too.
Key lime pie.
Love key lime pie. Love it. Look, it's pie. Let me have it.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, since we're on the holiday theme here, Jimmy Dean is releasing sausage-scented wrapping paper.
No.
Wouldn't that draw bugs and stuff to your tree?
Imagine what if you have pets then. What that's going to do?
True. And they're also... I would try this, though. Sausage-flavored candy canes. You can buy them. They're not going to really...
Chase, what? If Kelsey got the sausage-scented wrapping paper, would you, or would you not, lick that paper at least once?
Yeah.
That's a given.
That wasn't... You're looking at me like, why did you even ask
Why'd you ask such a stupid question?
You know what that I always think about at holiday time, and you bring up sausage, or those sausage balls?
Ew.
Sausage
balls.
I'm going to make some and bring them in. You will love them.
Sausage balls. Hey, are you able to do like a chorizo sausage ball?
You can. Sure you can. Use that. Just any kind of sausage you like. If you like it spicy, yeah. Mm.
Today is a very special day, but not for me. It's National Pickle Day. I hate pickles.
Alicia brought us in, our friend of the show, Alicia, with her three daughters, brought us in pickles, and I just ate them like an addict over the sink. Fork just fishing. It was a big jar, a big mason jar.
It was delicious. They were delicious pickles.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
I'm glad you guys got to enjoy them. I gave them mine, by the way. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Samoa and America Samoa are less than 80 miles apart, but they're on the opposite side of the international dateline. Therefore, their time zones are 24 hours apart.
Is that what Girl Scout cookies are named after?
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.